You're right, it's probably mixed emotions because I thought a lot of his stuff was very good. I'm saying the same last week and we lost the game. I'm saying the same this week we lost the game. Just poor, poor goals, you know, and you can't legislate for that no matter what level you're at. And I said that to the players. I don't want to be a nice team, you know, and everybody raves about how the way you play and whatever, because you've not got to have an aggression against you. And aggressiveness comes from the fact that desire not to concede, and that's the old adage, that's from the front. So the keeper being allowed to play early balls or in behind us for an easy kick, that doesn't get allowed. But the defender's able to play easily forward, or we're allowing centre-forwards to bump us instead of us being aggressive with them. So they're all part of the game. And I know we've got a lot of young players as well, just learning their trade. But that is definitely a lesson in learning your trade, how to be bumped and why you've got to stand up and you've got to stand toe-to-toe at times, you know, because there's both parts to the game, you know, and we didn't do second half, especially, obviously, because I thought there was a hell of a lot of good stuff. As I say, lose bad goals, but you just can't legislate for that.
Kevin was grateful for the platform we got here and playing under you last season. Were you cursing him at full time?
No, because, listen, I'm absolutely delighted for Kevin in the respect of, because he was magnificent for his last year. And he earned his move, his work ethic, his professionalism. And as I say, I couldn't believe we got an opportunity to have him last year. I think the players respected what he'd done for them, because he started a bit slow and goal-scoring terms, but we know what he offered the team. And that's why it disappoints me with the goals he gets, because you know he's going to chase and he's going to get in behind and he's going to look to get in behind. So you've got to use your nous against that. But at that period, I thought our boys still thought he was playing for us. but no, as I say, I was hoping after today, you know, his career kicks on, because he's a fantastic boy and, as I say, a fantastic professional. I couldn't speak highly enough of him, up to be perfectly honest with you. I'm just disappointed, obviously, to get the hat trick today. But as a kid and that, I'm absolutely chuffing.
Big turning point when the keeper makes the double save, Peter. If you go ahead there, you might be able to see it out.
Yeah, but that's both parts. As I say, games are won in both boxes, as everybody says, and we've not been ruthless enough. The same at Morton last week, we had five or six great opportunities, you know, and we missed them. You know, today again, we'd, as you say, the double save, a good, great save. You've got to give the keeper, that's his job. People will say, of course it is, you know, it's a great save, but there was a couple of chances and a couple of balls came across the box. We've never had that ruthlessness again to score, and that's what we've got to have, because opponents are going to get chances against you. You know, but to do that, you've got to score your chances and take your chances, you know, and we don't do that enough, and obviously we've not defended well enough today, in an important period in the game.
And frustrating you don't have a game next week now, obviously.
Massive, and that's the thing I say to the players, but it's the same for us every week, because they've set the standard, the boys, the way they play. As I say, they're a joy to work with. I really can't speak highly enough of them. I can see the disappointment, I hear the disappointment from them, but there's wee basics that they just don't know well, and they're too nice. You know, they're too nice. And I don't mean you've got to have a bad lad to win games of football, but you've got to have an aggressiveness about you. And streetwise, we should have a penalty kick in the box, the push, the free kick before the actual goal, when it goes right through the back of Robert Thompson. We don't even shout for a foul. And I'm thinking to the boys, are you sure? I've had more bookings than the players. You know?
That's
but don't
true.
Get me wrong. But then I asked the referee, what am I getting booked for? You know what I mean? That's what I'm asking him. I'm saying, well, what am I getting booked for? Yeah. You know, because typical linesman, doesn't he see a free kick 2 yards away from him? But he's 150 yards away over there. And then shouts to the referee to come and book me. And I say to the referee, what am I getting booked for? And he couldn't tell me. So that's what I mean. He said, I don't know. He said, I've just been told if they book you. I said, right, fine. That's fair enough. You know what I mean? But that's exactly what I mean. And I hope people understand my frustration, because I know the referee's job and the linesman's jobs are so, so difficult. I understand that, and I would never be 1 in 100. Listen, I know what it's like in training, so I know how difficult it is. But I know it's part of the game that you've got to complain. It's a free kick. We're never in control. After Robert Thompson gets smashed with the free kick, we're never in control. So I'm led to believe if you're never in control, it's not an advantage. But we don't get the advantage.
Yeah.
They take it, get down the opposite side, get a free kick, get a goal from it. That, they'll not look back at that error up there.
No.
But we've conceded there. But it started for that error there when we were attacking. And that's the points I get frustrated at. Yeah. You know? And as I say, I would never do their job in 100 years. You know? But if that's the job they select to do, they've got to do it right.
Exactly.
You know? And that's the thing that disappoints me. But It wasn't them that cost us the goals we conceded today. That was our players that cost us the goals. You know, and that's something we have to look at and have to get much, much better at.
Peter, thanks for that.
Great. It's a pleasure, guys.
Peter, could you hang on 2 minutes? Please, hit us at BBC.
No problem. Oh, yeah.